to the V Word. My name is Emily Westerholm, and today we are going to be talking about sexual consent. Sexual consent is a catchphrase you may hear a lot of these days. Usually it's a topic in the news after a high-profile sexual assault case, or it may be something you discuss with your teenager when they reach a particular age. Sex of my generation was often understood at the time to be not atypical of much of the sex you may have seen in the movies of the 1980s or 90s. It was drunk, brief, rough, debatably agreed upon, and not one bit pleasurable. It was an encounter to which was consented upon for complicated reasons, and in which bodies participated, but minds and hearts were numb or absent. So how does one teach the next generation of young people about consent when the cards are so stacked against them in our society? We want to teach the next generation of all genders that sex should be mutual, healthy, beautiful, and should bring our bodies pleasure. But how can we instill confidence in such a loaded topic? Sometimes when we discuss consent, we talk about yes and no like they're uncomplicated. But ethical sex is hard, and it won't stop being hard until we minimize, as much as possible, power imbalances related to sex. One of the main problems with mainstream discussions about consent is the tendency to overlook the role of socialization in people's lives. Given that we live in a world where women hold less power and are taught to please others from a very young age, consent becomes synonymous with submission. We give in, we give up, and we go along with cultural expectations around our gender performance. Women all too often consent passively by simply allowing sex to happen. But in order for consent to be meaningful, we must transform our culture and create space to honor women's authentic desires, even if that desire is to be left alone or with someone else. Consent and mutual agreements in our discussions about sex don't have to shift the experience. If anything, it should strengthen it. These discussions help eliminate dynamics of coercion. They level the playing field between partners and create the space for agency in relationships. In turn, it also enables cultivation of a more fulfilling, liberated, and joyful life. I hope that when the next generation of children are taught about sexual consent, they learn that more than an approving look is required. I hope they are open-minded enough to know that sometimes not having sex can open its own window of intimacy. We must create a culture where consent does not simply mean I am willing, but instead it means, yes, let's navigate what this experience is together every time we have sex. It is the same enthusiasm and joyfulness that are essential components in finding new ways in which to organize our lives. If you or someone you know wants to learn more about consent or has questions about sexual assault or abuse, please contact the Virginia Family Violence and Sexual Assault Hotline at 1-800-838-8238. Again, that number is 1-800-838-8238. Today's show was created and read by me, Emily Westerholm, a volunteer with the V Word and WRAR. The V Word is produced by Carol Olson in the studios of WRAR 97.3 FM. To keep local voices on the air, or to learn more about volunteering or donating, please visit WRAR.org.